remember that one, Esther, that I'm telling you, I'll never forget it. I told him, I said, don't you never ask me birth again. No more. I said, I know how to birth a child, but I don't know how to birth a cat.
You don't want to see any cows.
I don't want to see nobody. You know, he is always chicken and run when my children come, I guess. Uh-huh. That's the reason why he sent me to the hospital. I guess he is always chicken, don't you guess?
I'm sure.
I said, I know and reason it. Grandmother had to pick him up out of the floor, and she didn't have time to pick him up out of the floor and help me, and so that's the reason why we just always left him behind. Sometimes he didn't hardly get me to the hospital in time.
What was that you were going to tell me about the mule and tobacco stuff?
Oh, my father used to chew Brown's Mule tobacco. Uh-huh. It was a chewing tobacco. He chewed tobacco a lot. Uh-huh. Oh, he had a bunch of tobacco all the time and big bush of it, you know. Uh-huh. And I remember the sickest I ever was. I got into some of that back and I was chewing it.
You're a kid, how old are you?
I was just a small child. I guess I might have been school age. And it just looked so good, my daddy chewing that tobacco, until I thought, well, why not I taste it?
That's all what you've been missing.
It all of, you know. And I got me a little chew of that tobacco. I can just see those little teeth. Did I bit that tobacco off on? And honey, I'm telling you, it wasn't about 10 minutes till I was sick as you ever was. Well, my mother knew what was wrong with me. She didn't have to ask. She knew what was wrong with me. That was back then whenever we was burning the wood stoves, you know. Uh-huh. And my father had cut some wood to go in the kitchen stove. And she said, Avery, you go out there and you get every bit of that wood in and bring it in here and put this wood box behind this stove. Mm-hmm. And I said, Mother, I am so sick. And she said, well, you'll learn, you know, teach you how not to take the wood out of tobacco. And she made me bring that wood in. Mm-hmm. You know, that is the best part. As sick as I was. I thought, Lord, help me, Mother, you just don't know how sick I am. But you know, I never touched the more tobacco.
Oh, I bet you did. Well, like, did it make you sick at your stomach?
Oh, honey, I could have died if I'd turned wrong side out. I don't believe it.
I don't like to see you chewing that stuff.
Well, I mean,
you didn't swallow it, did you?
I must have swallowed a little bit. The reason that made me so sick. And I can only stand to smell tobacco today on that account. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure glad my mother brought me at an early age for using any form of tobacco. Oh, man. But my father chewed tobacco. And then his father before him, they had that old twist tobacco where they raised that tobacco, you know, and had twisted it up.
The big leaf?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And, honey, I'm telling you, I guess that took the hair off your head if you'd ever chewed it.
Oh, I bet it would.
They grow lots of this tobacco down in South Georgia, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Sure do.
They tell me them old back tobacco worms will bite you, and it was really something whenever
really?
They're gathering that tobacco down there. We never did grow any tobacco.
Did people dip snuff back?
Yes, my mother dipped snuff.
She did?
She did. I said she didn't take a lot of these old pills like we do nowadays. Mm-hmm. Her nerves were just as calm as they could be. Mm-hmm. She was a happy-go-lucky type person. And I feel like that probably that snuff and that tobacco was one way of them. They absorbed a lot mm-hmm. of this frustration and all in raising us children. Mm-hmm. And talking about a form of tobacco hurting you, I said, they spit it up on the ground, what they didn't, you know, but I guess they did swallow a lot of it. But they both lived to be ripe old ages. I said if they hadn't chewed tobacco or dipped snuff, they might have lived to have been 1,000. You ain't never tell.